When Philippe Petit walked out on a wire he'd illegally rigged between the World Trade Center towers on August 7, 1974, I wonder how many people got past his amazing feat of making a total of 8 crossings at more than a quarter of a mile in the air for nearly an hour, and thought about the knots that he'd used to secure the wire. But during that walk and many others throughout his career, knots have been indispensable to him. He's called them his guardian angels. In his latest book, Why Not? How to Tie More Than 60 Ingenious, Useful, Beautiful, Life-Saving, and Secure Knots, Mr. Petit uses his expert knowledge and personal experiences to persuade all of us to become knot aficionados. It's published by Abrams Image, and I'm very pleased that it brings Philippe Petit back to our show. Hello.
Thank you.
In addition to your career as a high wire artist, you've been a close-up magician, a street juggler, and the author of 8 books in English alone about your life as a wire walker. Nothing prepared me for this one, A Guide to the Art of Knot Tying.
Well, nothing prepared me either, because I have been a lover of knot all my life, you know, first for fun as a kid, climbing trees, climbing rocks, and then as a teenager learning high wire walking. I needed a wire and a rope and knots, but I never thought I would write a book of knot, and certainly not do something like 400 illustrations, but it was very interesting.
And the book features those hand-drawn illustrations that depict the step-by-step process of tying each knot. So does drawing come as easily to you as juggling?
Yes and no. Actually,
I had... These are very nice drawings.
Oh, thank you. Well, some are beautiful drawing, you know, representation of knot, and some are little sketches, the step-by-step, but I mingle both styles of drawing. It comes very naturally. I don't like to take photographs when I travel. I have a little sketchbook, and I like to spend an hour here and there sketching. But I was fortunate when I was 6 years old to be attending once a week a very prestigious, very good art school in Paris, and I'm sure for 10 years, and that marked my life, so I love to draw.
Well, you mentioned that you have 60 knots here, but you note that there are over 4,000 knots in existence. 4,000 knots, it just seems to me it isn't all that complicated, is it?
Well, yes and no. You see, the beauty of the knot world is that it doesn't concern only climbers or camping people or people who go on boats. Almost every profession you can think of needs knots. I mean, your butcher needs knots.
Well, I tie my shoes.
Yes, exactly.
And I know how to tie a package using a slip knot,
well,
but I don't
great.
Use too many others.
That's great. So there have been many knots from very old times, you know, and mostly from the time of the golden age of sailing. But many professions invented knots. But my book didn't claim, I didn't want to become an encyclopedia. Actually, there exists an encyclopedia of knots. It's called the Ashley Book of Knots, and it has those 4,000 knots. It's like the Bible. I wanted to be a very personal book that deal with what I love in knots, their safety, their ingenuity, sometimes their elegance. So you see all that. So it was very difficult to pick from out 4,000 knots which 60 I will share with the reader.
Well, how many do you use in normal life?
Well, I use 10, 12 all the time, but when I prepare for a high wire walk, I draw into 20, 30. I know it's quite unusual. I know 300 knots, and I have many, many books on knots that I collect from all over the world, but you don't need to know more than 10 knots to be a very, to have a good, satisfied life as a knot tier.
And when you're tying the knot for the high wire rigging, that's a different kind of knot than I would normally use?
Well, yes and no.
It's a knot that obviously has to remain tight.
Yes, and also it's a knot that are specific. For example, if I want to lift my balancing pole, you know, the long pipe I carry on the wire to the top, to the roof of a building, I will make a certain knot. I will attach the little cord to that pipe, but the pipe is slippery, and the pipe is going to travel vertically along the facade of the building. So what knot do you do? And then there is actually, it's incredible, there is a knot specifically made for pulling a shiny, even a greasy pipe. Okay, it's called the rolling hitch. And of course, the variation you can do on such knots is to add a few turns. So if I do a rolling hitch with 6 turns, it's going to really constrict the pipe. And even a greasy one will not slip. So I just go for those specialized knots when I have a specialized action to perform.
And you do include history here, and you mentioned the Ashley Book of Knots, which was originally published in 1944. The author wrote it and died not much long afterward.
Yes, and actually he spent most of his life compiling knots. He talked to surgeons, to prisoners who escaped, to all kind of people. And it's a fascinating book. You can read it as a novel almost.
Well, there were some mistakes in it, weren't there?
Yes, 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 absolutely. And there is actually in England an incredible guild, and I belong to them, of course. It's the International Guild of Knot Tyer.
Really?
And they
a
actually...
whole guild?
Yes, yes, a whole guild, which has members all over the world, and they corrected the Ashley Book of Knots.
Well, there was a previous book that you write about, The Book of Knots, from 1870 by Tom Bowling, the first important book on the subject in English. But there were problems with it. Some of the knots were incorrect.
All of them. It started with the fabricator of the book who took the engraving and put them upside down, you know, like a positive, negative, big mistake.
So if you're left-handed, you could do better with that book?
Oh, it was worse. No, it was like the mirror image of another way. Plus, the legends, the captions were completely put wrongly by the publisher, and the author could not give remedy. So actually, it's very funny to know that the very first book of knot in existence is a book that you should not even approach. You know, it's full of ridiculous mistakes.
And you could probably hurt yourself?
Or you could not achieve making a knot looking at the illustration and reading the captions.
Now, I'm assuming your interest in knots came before your desire to walk on wires.
Yes, it did, because when I was a little kid, I had a lot of fun escaping my time, you know, and running away from authority, school or parental, by climbing. So I climbed trees, I climbed rocks, really, from 5-6 years old. Nobody could stop me. And at some point, I asked for Christmas a rope. Well, what a great gift. And I started rappelling down those trees and those rocks. Until the day I decided to walk on that rope.
And you have provided all of your book readers with a rope as well. The cover actually includes a piece of rope, not the kind that you'd want to use for rappelling, but something that we could use to practice the knots
yes.
that you have in the book?
It's unique. Actually, I collect books of knots, and when I travel from all over the world, I have like a shelf with 300 books of knots, and only one or two have a little rope, and they are little kids' kits. So this is the only book of knot that actually is a serious book for everyone, not only a children and adult, but everyone, that has a little rope in it. And I think it's so frustrating to open a book of knot and then to look for a little piece of rope to practice. So I am very, very glad that Abrahams went out of their way to create a little pocket. This is very unusual and beautiful. And when you peel that little pocket inside the cover, you retrieve the rope, and then you can use it as a marker. And when you close the cover, the transparent plastic circle of the title, Why Not, actually shows my favorite knot, the figure of eight that I drew in red, so it goes through the transparent cover.
And what would I use the figure of eight for?
Well, the figure of eight is a...
Because I'm assuming all of these knots have real uses.
Absolutely.
They're not just aesthetic.
Okay, I'm going to make one in front of you. It's a very beautiful...
It's good that we're on television. Oh, yeah, okay, I know that now.
And what it does, actually, it has a very important function. It's in a family of termination knots, stoppers knot. So let's say you have a rope going through a pulley, and you don't want the rope to escape free. Well, that knot will stop the rope from freeing itself. A stopper knot is very important.
Couldn't I just do a simple knot where I did a circle and pulled?
Yes, yes. You actually the overhand knot is also called the simple knot that everybody knows.
Yeah.
But it has inconvenient when it's very tight; it's hard to untie. Also, it's like a potato-looking knot; it's not very elegant. So I have really I have a preference for the figure of eight. It's so beautiful.
Aesthetics play a role here. You also include some blank pages in the back of the book so that we can take notes?
Well, that's, as I said, when I travel, I don't take pictures, I make sketches. So I wanted to share that with the reader. And I think a book should be a tool, mostly a how-to book. So this is a tool because at the end, you can make your own little notes, your own little, doodles if you want. So yes, I think a book with a few pages inviting the reader to write is the right kind of book.
My guess is Philippe Petit, his latest book is Why Not? how to tie more than 60 ingenious, useful, beautiful, life-saving, and secure knots. And in addition to providing the instructions and an illustration of untying each knot, you offer a brief history of these knots. And you said earlier a lot of them have been tied to sailing. Is that where most of the knots were developed?
Yes, actually, yes. That's in every country, you know, at the time of the golden age of sailing and discovery by boat of the world. You had so many ropes on the boat, and all kind, from the giant one that you hardly can tie to the one like a fishing line to actually fish. So many, many knots come from the nautical world.
Wasn't rope making frowned upon at one point in the Middle Ages? You're seen as the devil's work.
Well, yes, and it's very interesting because it's the only profession where you walk backwards, because you actually attach one end of the rope somewhere, but the rope doesn't exist. You have around you in a big package, you have fiber, usually of hemp, and then you walk backward, and with your hands, if you're good, and those cordiers were really incredibly good, they walk backwards very fast, you would create strands and you would twist the strands. So in the Middle Ages, it was frowned upon, that profession, because they say the cordier, the maker of ropes, were friends of the devil, because they spent their life walking backwards. You know, it was a superstition. But today, no, today rope manufacturers have a noble status.
You also discuss the use of knots as symbols in many cultures around the world, like the Buddhist endless knot and the Celtic Trinity knot.
Oh, yes, yes. And they are, those knots that are used in heraldic use, for example, are very symmetrical, very beautiful. It's usually a composition of above, under, above, under. And it looks very complicated, but when you start doing it, then the rope almost shows you the way.
There also exists the tradition of magical knotting. What can you tell us about that? Isn't it considered a serious offense in Islam?
Every country has their relation to ropes, and we, as if I were American, but I live here for 35 years, so we Americans have proverb and, you know, one-liners about rope, to tie the knot, to be at the end of your rope. There's so many things. So every country have their relation to rope. And I tried in this book here and there, by quotes or by little tales, to invite the reader in getting out of those pages and traveling.
And you say that today most rope is made with synthetic fibers. They turn out to be better?
Not to me, because I love the smell. I love the rough touch of, let's say, a sisal or a hemp rope. But of course, when a rope is offered to a trade and it's 10 times stronger or 10 times lighter, you're not going to say no to that invention. So today, the rope world is mainly governed by artificial fiber.
What's next for you? Are you planning any new high wire walks, or has thinking about knots been tying you down?
Well, what I love right now is to talk about this book. So what's immediately next, I can say, is tonight at the 92nd Street Y in Tribeca, I am going to share my love of knots.
That's at 200 Hudson Street. And great. By the way, for tickets and directions, people can go to our show page at WNYC.org. And then you're doing something on Friday as
yes,
well?
Yes, Friday I am in Woodstock, the charming little Woodstock, upstate New York, and I do the Woodstock Writers Festival. And I'm very happy. They are in their fourth years, and it's a small, but it's a very, very interesting event. And I was actually very proud and very touched to be invited. So that's going to be a very important moment for me.
And that will be webcast as well. And listeners can find out more information about that by going to our show page as well.
Yeah, because all my events are sold out, but because now we live in the 21st century, you can be there without actually being there.
And meanwhile, if people can't do any of those things, they can go to this book by Philippe Petit. Are you going to be doing any more high wire, or are you sticking
to
magic?
Oh no, I have not retired. I guess I will never retire unless when my body gives up. I will have to agree with my body. But right now, I feel I am in the prime of my profession after 45 years of performing, and it's become more difficult for me as a high wire artist to actually be invited to perform. I think, I don't know, people may be afraid, but anyway, it's such a beautiful moment to see a man in the sky walking, and it inspires people, so I want to continue to inspire people.
Philippe Petit's book is Why Not? How to Tie More Than 60 Ingenious, Useful, Beautiful, Life-Saving, and Secure Knots. It's published by Abrams Image. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.